You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Stuart Sverdlow. Stuart is considered one of the world's foremost metaphysical leaders, having the ability to see auric fields and personal archetypes, as well as read DNA sequences and mind patterns. A gifted hyperspace intuitive, Stuart moves his consciousness beyond time and space to determine your foundational mind pattern upon which all your life experiences are based. His great-uncle, Yakov Sverdlov, was the first president of the Soviet Union, and his grandfather helped form the Communist Party in the United States in the 1930s. To ensure that his loyalty stayed with the U.S. government, he was recruited for specific government mind control experiments, including the famous 13 years at the Montauk Project, which enhanced his natural abilities. It is said that the actual device, the Montauk chair, originated from Sirius A. Stuart speaks 10 languages, is an expert in deprogramming, and in determining which Illuminati programs are embedded in the mind patterns of any individual. His mission is to help others heal themselves in a positive way, thus avoiding the negativity he experienced. You can find his extensive work with his wife, Janet, on www.expansions.com. So let's welcome him to the show now. Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Hi, Lance. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I was going through my research on you, and I thought, you know, Stuart must be one of the most interesting people on the planet today. You probably know more about what's really going on in all the different worlds that exist than just about anyone. So I'm thinking maybe we could just touch down briefly with the Montauk Project to kind of anchor the show, and then follow, and then see what follows on the alien agenda, because I think you've done a lot of recent work on that, and I'd love to get into that and find out how many are working with us and what's going on today.
Well, that's interesting. I have done a lot of research, and in fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have our October conference here. And the main topic is the alien agenda.
Ah.
So it's a perfect topic for tonight.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but I did spend those 13 years at the Montauk Project. As some of your listeners may already know, it was about time travel, genetic manipulation, all kinds of esoteric experimentation, including exotic weaponry, weather manipulation, interdimensional contact, everything that would involve the non-physical and the interdimensional.
Who are the people that are running these programs in general? I mean, who's at the top of the ladder? Is it the 13 bloodline families? And then we have the various reptilian and Draco and Gray factions as well. Who's actually establishing these agendas and funding them? I heard that the Vatican funds a lot of these programs.
Well, the Vatican, of course, is one of the richest establishments on the earth, so they do fund many of the projects. But, you know, it really depends on each individual circumstance. Yes, the Illuminati or the 13 families that control everything are behind ultimately everything that's going on the planet. But when you go down the ladder of command, you know, you do have other organizations, including major world governments, military, universities, who devise their own experimentation, their own projects under the umbrella, of course, of the Illuminati. And very often, one group doesn't know what the other group is doing.
Right. Now, the Montauk chair, you said, came from Sirius A, if I recall correctly. And
the technology, yes.
The technology, ah. So we have to imply that, that has to imply that there were contacts made by some people in various departments with extraterrestrials and aliens to get those technologies. And what were some of the, were you privy to some of that? Could you share what you know about that?
Well, the governments of the world have been in communication with alien beings or extraterrestrials for many, many, many decades. In fact, hundreds and even thousands of years if you go back in time to other civilizations. Because the fact is that these beings were here before we were.
So,
in effect, they consider this their planet, and we are the intruders.
Right. Right. Well, I think so, they've more than gotten their pound of flesh from us by now.
Well, yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
They do have an agenda, of course, and that is for complete control of the planet and to actually incorporate it into, I should say, a galactic government, if you will, with other planets and civilizations.
Are there other positive, more positively oriented ETs that are working towards some kind of alternative to that agenda?
Well, that's a very good question, and part of my research is to actually look into all of these questions. And yes, there are some benevolent beings out there, but the difference is that they have an agenda of non-interference, merely of observation.
Right.
And it's the ones who have, let's say, a negative agenda who are the ones manipulating and doing things forcefully here.
I've heard that the technology has that exists without our knowledge and awareness is so advanced it rivals anything you could find on Star Trek. Would you say from your own observation that that's accurate?
Well, yes. You know, there are civilizations that are literally billions of years ahead of us, and their technology would be considered like magic to an ordinary human being.
Right.
So, yes, there's all kinds of technology out there.
So then the Illuminati would have the ability to basically leave the solar system and go on about their business, terraforming other peaceful colonies, I would guess.
Yes, and that was part of the agenda for the Montauk Project, because what they also tried to do there was to establish connections or wormholes between the Earth and other locations so that they could travel without the use of vehicles, actually, from the Earth to any point in the in existence. And part of what they did was to map out the frequency locations of other areas in the galaxy so that they could establish footholds there. However, I will say that because of all of that, it attracted a lot of attention from other groups who considered the Earth to be, dangerous, in a dangerous position, maybe a threat to what's out there. And so right now, for the last several years, as a matter of fact, our solar system is being literally surrounded, preventing anything from getting in or out of here. And I would say that in a couple of years, we may actually see some type of activity where these beings make themselves known and establish some kind of a regional organization here.
And these are the ones that are trying to keep the Illuminati and the rest of the factions from expanding out further and conquesting other places.
That's correct, and I always kind of half jokingly use an analogy, and I say that the Earth is like the Iraq of the galaxy, you know, and the others out there want to, you know, make sure that it doesn't get worse.
It seems that everything has its own scale of operation, doesn't it? As above, so below.
Correct, that's right.
How does the transhumanist agenda fit in? It seems like there's a push to bring out the technology and commingle it with biology as kind of an enticement for humans to fall into a kind of technological trap of being controlled by devices that can be monitored and probably run from some kind of a mainframe artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that is correct, and I've always stated that one of the goals of the Illuminati is to create a race that's very much like the Borg in Star Trek, which is part biological, part technological, and yet hooked up to a central computer so that everything can be monitored, no choices will be made for free will, everyone will have a specific job, and they will stick to that and not deviate from it.
Now, you've mentioned the God consciousness and the Oversoul, which is really the essence of what really is, and we should probably talk a little bit about that, because isn't that where free will originates?
Yes, and that's correct, because no matter what's out there, no matter what's on this planet, everything ultimately is connected to the one source, or the creator of all things. Mm-hmm. And even though the Illuminati may try to help make humans feel like they're disconnected from that, they really never can be. And so ultimately the goal, at least in my work, is to help people to open up the awareness of that God mind within and open up the 90% of the brain that's not used and the 97% of the DNA that's not used, that scientists call junk. And if we are able to open up even a percentage of that, we would have amazing abilities and capabilities, and then the Illuminati would have no power over us.
Now, you had yours opened up very early, I think, since you were pretty much, well, there's a story that goes that you were literally created from the DNA of 22 alien species, but you, regardless of that, you've got special gifts that seem to be able to access a lot of your abilities, and you're able to teach people how to do that, right?
Yes, and, you know, I don't know if people consider it to be fortunate or unfortunate, but at a very early age, when I was at the Montauk Project, these abilities were literally forced open. What you can call a premature forced kundalini activation, where, you know, they opened up my awareness and my capacities, but for their own use, so that they could use me as a device, as a living device, if you will.
Right.
And it took
right.
many years of deprogramming to get myself in a position where I was then able to get my life back to a degree and then start teaching what I learned to other people.
Now, there must be some within the Illuminati and within the other factions that must want you to be doing what you're doing, because otherwise you wouldn't be here talking to me right now, would you?
Well, you know, a lot of people say things like that to me, or they're surprised I'm still alive, and all these kind of questions. But the truth is, you know, out of the 7.5 billion people on the Earth, I only talk to a minor fraction of that.
Well,
so from
true.
The Illuminati perspective, you know, what I do is insignificant.
Right, right, that's right. Yes, you bring a very good point.
You know, and look, if they killed or stopped everyone who said anything, there would be no one left. You know,
right.
So they make rather a joke of the whole thing.
Well, that is a good point, and there's so much more to be known about that we could find out about if we knew where to access that information. And some people refer to all of this technology that's been developed privately and largely through private corporations as the breakaway civilization, that it's actually capable of breaking away from the planet because they have, you know, saucer technology and invisibility and a lot of other things that we aren't aware of. That there's the surface technologies that we're being shown through NASA and the agencies that are set up to kind of disinform and keep us occupied. But the real technologies are underground and probably on the various bases that exist in and out of the solar system, right?
Yes, that's correct. And what the technology that the government has and that the Illuminati have are, you know, hundreds of years, if not thousands, ahead of what they give to the general population. And there is a procedure where they very, very slowly trickle out more advanced technology to the public, you know, year by year, a little bit, but always they keep the highest technology for their own use so that there would never be a possible power struggle between the masses of people and those who control them.
Right. Now, many people have been talking about the various lunar bases, for instance, the moon itself, and then the moon bases around Saturn and some of the other planets as being artificial bases that are just designed to look like moons. Are you familiar with that? With what they're?
Oh yeah, I've spoken about that and written about that for many years. The Earth's moon is artificial. It's actually a vehicle that was driven here by the reptilians eons ago. It's hollow. There's technology in there. The moons of Mars are also artificial. And many of the moons of Jupiter and Saturn are very much like Earth. And there are bases there, and there are cities there, both on surface and underground. Much of what science or NASA tells the public about what's going on in space is simply a cover and not accurate.
Now, what's going on with Saturn, with the pentagram, the rotating pentagram, and then the constructed rings around it? There's so much discussion about the rings and what their use is for and why they're being constructed. Can you shed some light on that one?
Yes, and the plan really is to create a second sun in our solar system, and what is being seen on and around Saturn is the generation of the technology to create that second sun. So that, in effect, the moons around Saturn would become like another solar system, a solar system within a solar system. Because to the Illuminati and to the reptilians especially, twinning is a very significant religious aspect of their belief system. Duality, you know, they are androgynous, meaning male and female in the same body, and they always use twinning as a symbol of that. And so they like to recreate that in the solar system as well. They tested the technology back in the 1990s on Jupiter with that String of Pearls comet, which was artificially created and bombarded onto Jupiter to see if they could create a sun out of a gas giant. And that was very successful, and we do know that the atmosphere of Jupiter has changed. Since then, the red spot has changed, the atmosphere and color of Jupiter have changed, and that was really a precursor and an experiment for what they are planning to do now on Saturn. And really, Saturn equals Satan. It is the release of Satan. The rings represent the imprisonment of Satan, and then they will remove the rings, and Satan will be free to reign in the universe.
Oh, interesting.
It's very symbolic to them.
Well, of course, everything is symbolic. and they use symbols and numerology and all the different esoteric signs in their own way, in reverse usually. But
yeah.
The rings have been also attributed to the chakra, to the control of the chakra system, that they have some kind of way of, it's like a back door to the chakra system.
Well, they don't need to do that with the rings of Saturn. They can do that right here with the technology on Earth, and they are doing that.
And they are doing that, right.
Electromagnetically, you know, and they have surrounded the Earth with satellites that transmit scalar waves 24/7. And as I've mentioned many times in my lectures, between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. in every time zone, that is when the ELF is the heaviest bombardment, because that's when they assume most people in those time zones will be sleeping at that time. And so they will download a lot of programming into human minds at that time. And that's really why we have these cell towers, which amplify the mm-hmm. satellite transmissions and the underground transmissions, and it's for the control of not only the chakra system, but of the mind itself.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that they even have banks of psychics that are used to amplify into those people who are particularly subject to psychic control.
Yeah, they've done that for many, many years. Where they'll focus on a world leader, a religious leader, or an entertainer, for example, to send a transmission or some kind of control function to that individual, a group of individuals, so that a particular agenda is carried out successfully.
Well, it does seem that most of the entertainment industry, and certainly a lot of science fiction, if not most of science fiction, is riddled with factual data. For instance, the latest movie, Captain America, the second version of the Captain America, was basically about the Nazi agenda, how they'd infiltrated, they call them Hydra, and had infiltrated the S.H.I.E.L.D. Base and had basically taken over, and their goal was to target all the people who were considered potential dangers to Hydra, to the agenda. And so that seemed pretty realistic to me. We know that all got brought over from Project Paperclip and reinstalled, and it wouldn't surprise me if Homeland Security and Monsanto and some of those other companies were all basically being running on that platform.
Yes, I agree with that. What you're seeing now is the recreation of what Hitler tried to do in the 1930s mm-hmm. and 40s. And unfortunately, in the U.S., it's become quite successful.
Go ahead.
No, what I wanted to say was that as the Illuminati reached their, what they feel is the final stages of their goal, what I'm seeing is that many of the families within the Illuminati group are starting to fight amongst themselves for more control. And I think that will create a lot of cracks in their system. And if we are work properly with each other, we can widen those cracks and break up the whole system ultimately.
Well, that really is the crux of what we're talking about tonight, is what can we do, and with the mainstream media controlled to the extent it is, it seems that there needs to be a crack in the whole surface, so that people can begin to see what's really going on, as if the curtain had been pulled back in Oz to see the wizard, you know, operating his controls. And so we can surely hope that is going on, and that we'll be given opportunity sooner rather than later, because it seems like they're getting awfully close to the end of their agenda.
Yes, they are. They are pretty much in what they consider to be the final stages, and we will know, all of us on this planet will know, when it's really getting close to the end, because they will have the staged alien invasion scenario, which was actually created by the Third Reich and brought to North America and the rest of Europe. And in my opinion, that's already underway because they're talking about Earth-like planets out there and alien civilizations and meteors. They're already starting the process of looking up into space and possible alien contact.
Oh, yes. And supposedly the final card will be, the aliens are coming to save us to destroy us, and then the good aliens destroy the bad aliens, and then we've got our system of control and domination already established and new technologies, and everybody's happy, and we all go home and put on our tinfoil hats.
Well, don't do that, because the tinfoil actually will amplify the ELF.
Oh, my God.
You don't want any metal in your head.
Oh, boy. Well, a lot of people have implants, don't they? Technological implants.
Yes. Well, you know, Lance, that with all of the genetic manipulation of our food, and all of the processing and chemicals that they put in it, and the people eat that over years, and in fact it has heavy metals that embed in the cellular structure of people, that in effect we become walking antenna. We are a giant implant. So that's the issue. Is I always urge people to try to eat as organically as possible, to do detox for the body as frequently as possible, and pull all of this out so that you're not affected by what's transmitted.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, we know that in the chemtrails that are dumped in the skies over the last 15 or so years, there are lots of different heavy metals, including bacteria and all kinds of nanoparticles. So some people have made the connection that Morgellons is a nanotechnological device to create a living robot or antenna within the body. And it does assemble itself, and it comes out.
Correct.
And I caught that. You know, as soon as that came out, I just had that thought, and I thought, you know, that's got to be a robotic nanotechnology at work, because they've been using nanotechnology for decades, and they use it in the pharmaceutical industry, too, to create diseases.
And that's why they want everyone to be on a pill. You know, whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter. You go to a doctor, they'll find something wrong with you, and you have to have some kind of medication for forever.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was given the HIV virus through a vaccination study in 1982, so I've had it for 33 years.
Wow, yeah.
And I just was looking at that recently, and I see that as kind of a nanotechnological device, that it was designed kind of like a key that fits into the hole, and if you stop taking your medication, the nanotechnology kicks in and it starts activating, what's harmful for the body. So that's why you're so stuck with these having to take these medications, because that's the other half of the prescription, the part that keeps it at bay.
And it's the medications that do more harm than the actual illness itself.
Oh, absolutely.
And what you mentioned with the HIV and purposeful contamination of people, that did begin, even in the late 1970s in New York and San Francisco and other locations by the World Health Organization.
Right.
Under the guise of treating hepatitis or liver illness.
Right. That's
it. And now we're seeing the same thing now with Ebola, isn't it interesting that Ebola and HIV, all they claim, started from monkeys in Africa that transmitted to humans, which is absolutely impossible.
Yeah, yes, yes. And people don't seem to make that connection.
Right. You know, unfortunately, you know, people just go along with whatever they're told by CNN and BBC and Fox News and all those global media control systems. And I, you know, the interesting thing, Lance, you know, I travel globally, and it's interesting to me that people in Europe and Asia seem to be more aware of what's going on than people in North America who seem to just blindly go along with everything.
Well, couldn't that be in part due to the scalar waves and the mind control that's going on over here?
But that's global. I mean, the scalar waves are across the globe, see?
Mm.
My feeling is that people, for example, in Europe have such a history of being controlled by others that they're used to that and they're aware of it. Whereas in North America, people think they're free when in fact they're just as controlled as everybody else.
Right, exactly. Well, that is the greatest illusion of all, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, they say that the best slave is one who doesn't know he's a slave.
Right. Well, I'm certainly glad that there are people like you and Janet that are sharing information to help those who are awakening to all of these various realities and truths to awaken gently and see that, no, this is the way it is, and don't be alarmed. Don't panic. There
right.
is a remedy. And
exactly.
You and Janet have a wonderful site called Expansions, and I was looking at one of the blogs this morning, and it's quite helpful. It's almost like a daily news blog video.
Yes.
And you have all
well,
kinds
we have
of...
our weekly podcast, and then we write articles several times a week. So there's a lot of information on there.
Well, I'm really impressed with all of this, and I would encourage everybody to check that out. And also, I haven't read your books yet, which is in 8 years of doing this, I have not. You know, there are people I still haven't discovered, and maybe that's just because it's like diamonds in the ground. You just have to kind of stumble across them at the right moment.
Right. Well, yes. And, you know, as I always say, the information will come when the person is ready at that moment.
Right.
It will show, yes.
Right.
And also for your listeners to know that really in a matter, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, the Montauk Chronicles movie should be released, and that will give a lot of information about what happened in those days.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
So that's something to watch for, too. Now, what could you share with us about the present machinations that are going on between countries? We hear a lot about ISIS and the groups that are really behind it, and I always look at that kind of thing as being something that we're creating from the black ops perspective.
Right.
What's your view? And then ultimately, of course, it ties into the alien agenda beyond the Illuminati agenda. So how do you see that?
Well, of course, even the name ISIS, you know, named after the Egyptian goddess, you know, that's significant right there.
Right.
And that is to bring back the ancient history of control and the gods that came from space and took control of humanity at the time. And we have to look at what's going on there with this ISIS. These are sophisticatedly trained people from other countries. They're not from the Middle East. And they have weapons that are very superior. They have millions of dollars in oil revenue coming in every day, basically. You know, where did that come from? These weren't just ragtag Muslim fundamentalists that decided to start shooting people and taking over. This was a well-planned, organized situation by major world governments and intelligence services, and it's designed to create the fear of a new crusade, and basically it is a new crusade, and that will lead up to the staged alien invasion, because then... when we have this threat from outside, just as President Reagan alluded to back in 1988, and now what he said is coming true because he knew what was being planned.
Mm-hmm.
that's when everybody will say, well, now we have to stop fighting, all join forces under one world government, one global army, in order to protect ourselves from this threat from beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ISIS is about. When I saw that occur, I knew that that was the, you know, the stage was being set, and everything was, mm-hmm. was going on. And same thing with Ebola and all these threats around the world, so that the savior aliens who will come will stop all of this, and then they will state that, yes, not only are we the ones who saved you from the bad aliens, but we created you in the first place. You are mm-hmm. children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how it'll go.
Well, this is going to be an interesting show, I'll tell you. It has been so far.
Yeah. Well, we all came here to watch it, you know.
Right, of our own free will, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Now, so some people wonder about the state of cloning and transferring consciousness, and I've done enough research on that to know that it's been viable for a long time.
Yeah.
And it is used, consciousness, and it can be used to, can be moved from container to container. And so the people who want to see an end to various royal families or certain lines, bloodlines, they just simply morph into another aspect, don't they? They just reform in another life form that is different.
Basically correct. They have the capability of electromagnetically removing the soul energy from a body and transferring it into another body. But there has to be a genetic resonance with the soul personality so that that energy can animate that body. Otherwise, it's kind of like wearing clothing that won't fit otherwise. It has to be tailor-made for that particular entity. And the Illuminati have this capability, and they've had the technology for quite a while. So yes, we are basically seeing the same people who've been on this earth for many hundreds, if not thousands, of years, doing the same thing over and over again.
Right, and that's why it seems so repetitious.
Correct. That's right.
Well, it's automatically set up that way, and I would guess that the cycles, that even the zodiacal cycles are set up to be repetitious on purpose.
Yes, that's correct, because it's just like programming. The
right.
more you enter an information, the more it sticks, and then you kind of get brainwashed by that and don't alter from it.
Right.
So they repeat history over and over again so that it's embedded, and there's no deviation for the civilization.
Now, what about the incarnation process? It seems like some people have been talking about the idea that we're basically stuck here, that we have not been able to get out of the wheel of life and death for thousands of years, mm-hmm. that there are archons running the incarnational cycles, and that, you know, even in a near-death experience, you get to that point where you're allowed to go, and then you're told, well, it would be so much better if you just returned and finished your life and look at all you could do, and then you go back, and then, you know, you die, and then you're recycled, and, you know, so isn't this all just one big recycling bin that we're, you know, kind of tumbling around in and not able to get out of for some reason?
Well, that's a complicated question, and I can't say there's a yes or no answer, but I can tell you that once we get outside of the physical energies, there really is no time and space. That's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
So the
mm-hmm.
idea of reincarnation, which is linear, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is also an illusion, because mm-hmm. in actuality, all the lifetimes are occurring simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of where you're focused. So, for me, my opinion is that it's not that we're trapped purposely or kept in prison by others, but it's our own mind pattern, our own victimization mind pattern that keeps us mm-hmm. stuck there. And that's why when we do our work here in expansions to do release work, deprogramming, grow up the child within, oversoul work, all of this, it takes away that victimization mentality so that you can progress and move on to wherever your soul personality desires, or where it's would learn the most. So it's really, in my opinion, up to each one of us as an individual. We can break those cycles at any time if we're willing to do it.
Well, that makes sense. And, of course, there was a great teacher, G.I. Gurdjieff, said that we're born with the possibility of completing our conscious evolution, but it's our responsibility. And so if we don't complete that and learn how to escape the gravity that can take us beyond the moon, and I'm guessing there might be some kind of moon base that is where souls are taken, or where they end up, or reassignment, so to speak, that if we don't do the necessary inner work, as you were just saying, that we're not strong enough to leave the gravity of the situation, and we end up in another cycle.
Yes, and that's why it's up to each one of us on this world to take responsibility for our own selves, our own lifetime, our own experience. And if we don't like the way it is, we must change it.
Right, right. And then that gets down to personal choice.
Correct.
Some of the most exciting things you've been working on lately and researching that you find bring the most hope to our situation presently?
Several things, one of which I've mentioned, and that is the very vast alien agenda, and I've been going through literally as many civilizations as I am aware of and what their individual goals are here, and that's what I'll be talking about at the October conference. Then I'm also looking at the Kuiper Belt situation around our solar system and who and what is out there and what that agenda is about. Uh-huh. And they've also gone into a very deep energetic spiritual work, into the Oversoul, into the God mind, and even beyond that, which is quite amazing. And so it's almost as if my my information has expanded exponentially in the last year. And as I do my work on a daily basis, it's quite amazing, quite incredible. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with the people who come to the conference.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when is the conference again?
It will be October 10, 11, 12, which I believe is a Columbus Day weekend or a Canadian Thanksgiving at the same time, and here in St. Joseph, Michigan.
St. Joseph, Michigan. And, of course, that will be up on your website.
Oh, yeah, it's already up there.
Oh, good.
Sure. And we look forward to seeing everyone who is willing to come and learn.
Well, I'm going to be watching your website much more closely now and posting things from it, because it certainly has a lot of meat and potatoes.
Yes. So, and some hot spice, too.
Oh, yes, and some, there is a little of that, too.
Yes.
We're almost down. We're down to about the last 10 minutes of the show. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to share with people that you think might help open them up to what's really going on here on the planet? We're all aliens, by the way, right?
Right. In fact, well, that's actually a very good point, because humans are not native to this world. Humans were really created here with the genetics from elsewhere, and we are a very unusual species, and that's why there is such an interest here, because we theoretically, naturally, should not exist. We are the synthesis of reptilian and mammalian genetics, which really don't go together naturally. Mm-hmm. It was a kind of a creation. And that's why it says in Genesis, let us create man in our image. It was a joint venture between the reptilian and human civilizations that were at war and tried to create a third species, which would be the unity of both of them in order to create peace. But the problem is, when the genetics were donated, each side program their genetics to be more dominant.
Right.
And so that's why when people are born, there's such already inner conflict because it's within themselves.
Right. And would that explain why some people are led to be, psychopaths that go to the top of the corporate, Wall Street chain and just rape and pillage, and others are play the victim?
Well, yes, and of course, add to that the mind control and programming that's pervasive on this planet, and certain individuals with certain genetics that allow those programs to take hold more than others. So yes, it's all of that is a factor, and that's why one of the basic things that we teach at Expansions is to balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain by centering at the pineal gland at the center of the head and seeing what we call a T-bar, which will appear, and balance that so that you have unity between the two hemispheres of the brain, the emotions and the logical side.
Absolutely. That's very important.
And once you're balanced, then you can make better decisions.
Right.
And of course, we also need to ground ourselves and keep ourselves in protection as well.
Right. All of that is very important. What are some of the basic running programs of mind control? I know that they're probably specific aspects that are meant to sway us in one direction or another based on what the agenda is globally, but the basic running programs, what would you say the purpose or the nature of those would be?
Well, you kind of just said that with the programs are designed to go along with whatever the Illuminati want to have occurring on the Earth at the moment. Right now, the big ones would be Green Star programming, which does involve the staged alien invasion, extraterrestrial information, etc., the acceptance of that.
Uh-huh.
And another program is End Times, which basically is a result of the Book of Revelation, which is the script for End Time program.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then all the...
Wasn't that written outside of time and kind of inserted as a program?
Yeah. Right. Yes, that was written by the Piso family in Rome around 300 AD, when it was incorporated at the Council of Nicaea. Yes, all of that was designed to create a new world religion, which is another programming function.
Right, that's
so
coming along too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say the timing on these events might be?
Well, right now, a lot of them are concurrent because, as I mentioned, the stage, the end time programming involves the staged alien invasion. Then the savior race comes, and that leads to new world religion and the staged second coming of Christ, and that all wraps up into a global government, global religion, global army, everything in a nice, neat package for them with no deviation, no questions asked. And that's the goal. And, of course, to hook people up into technology, make them like Borgs so that they don't think for themselves and they just perform their function mindlessly and the world continues without question.
Right. And, of course, some of that will be... very desirable technology, like expand your brain, learn quickly, as Neo did in The Matrix, and just accept this little microchip, and you can learn 10,000 different programs at once, and so on and so forth, and you can be stronger and disease-free, and so on and so forth. So, yeah.
So basically life becomes just a big video game.
Right. In fact, we would be inserted almost as if we were inserted in another holographic reality.
Well, correct, a virtual world.
A virtual world, yes, exactly. That seems so real that, you wouldn't even question that you were in it.
Well, that's what the Google Glasses are about.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right.
Of course.
Know. Yes.
Of course.
And and that's really what the goal is, because you get so diverted from the actuality into your own reality that you don't know what's real and what's not real.
Well, I see that. I see the transition to that with the cell phones, because the texting and the keeping your head down and bowed, you know, in a state of reverence for the phone, and, you know, being in that virtual world all the time, I can see where it's just going to take just the merest little puff of air to get people to go further into it, until you don't need phones. You're in it.
You
put a device in your brain, and you are the phone.
That's right, and that's unfortunately what's happening right now.
And Google is the forerunner of artificial intelligence, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which already exists in an advanced form that's so powerful that we just can't even begin to imagine what it's up to.
Yes, and they already are using human DNA as computer chips in the advanced computers.
Wow!
And so does that mean that the future computers will be living, and will they have their own rights?
Wow! Things to ponder.
Exactly.
Do you see a lot of hope in this situation for humans?
Yeah, you know, everybody asks me that, and yes, of course, there's always hope. And we're not going to remain ignorant forever. Things will change,
right.
But we have to make that happen. We can't just sit back and let the world go by. We need to make the changes.
That's right. And sometimes it does take something dramatic and drastic to get us to wake up and pay attention.
And I think that's what the Illuminati have not realized, that all of these actions and events in the world that are attempting to scare us and make us acquiesce to their rules and regulations, ultimately, when humans are going to get backed against the wall, they will react and they will connect to the God mind within, and then the Illuminati will lose.
Yes, yes, yes. We're actually quite powerful beings.
Yes.
But we
and that's why they do what they do, because we are so powerful.
In fact, they're using our power to manifest through.
Correct. That's right.
So, well, we have just a couple of minutes left. Would you let us know what you're going to be doing in the near future, and what your website is, and any closing thoughts that you'd like to share with us for today? And I'd love to have you back again. You're just a great guest.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, it's expansions.com. Please go on there and look at the information we have. Consider coming to our conference in a couple of weeks. You will be blown away by the information that we will be giving you. We have our week-long January class coming up in 2015, where I'm going to teach everything I know in a six-day class right here in Michigan, and that's also on the site. The movie, Montauk Chronicles, should be out at any moment. Keep your eyes open for that one. Yeah.
I'm going to get that one for sure.
Yeah, and I will be doing seminars around the world, Japan, Poland, Austria, all over the place. And those of you who can't come here, I may be coming to you. So keep your eyes on the site, and my schedule's up there. And I look forward to meeting all of you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Stuart, for being on tonight and sharing what you're up to and what you're doing, and I wish you the very best in all of these projects, and I'll be following you and sharing your path with my various sites as well, to let people know what you're up to. So
thank you.
And you'll have to come back in a couple months and give us an update.
I would love to do that, Lance. It was an absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Same here. And be sure and say hello to Janet, too. I know she's very important in the work as well.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right. Well, good night, Stuart, and good night, everybody, and thank you for tuning in.